Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Hi, Shanta. I am one of your customers. I had an appointment for tomorrow. I would like to cancel it.
Okay. Let me see if I can take a look here. May I get your zip code, please?
49505.
So that's 49505?
Correct.
Okay, and your first and last name, please?
First name, Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L. Last name, Jimenez, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z.
Are you saying you're trying to cancel an order?
I am, yes. I would like to cancel an order for tomorrow morning.
Okay. Now, what order are you speaking about? Because I'm not pulling up in our system, and I'm not showing any orders that we have that is connected to you.
Yeah, I live at 1375 Columbia Avenue, and I placed an order, I believe, Monday afternoon to come and check something on my stuff. And the guy told me that today I received a call. It was a recording advising me of this appointment and that I need to have somebody at home older than 18 years old, no pets.
Okay. Now it could be where you may have dialed the wrong number, just in error, because we don't have anything of that nature, and I'm not sure what you're speaking of.
I have the order number. If you need it, I'm driving, but I do have an order number. So can you transfer me then, please?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You may have the wrong number because there's no one I can transfer you to. What did you order?
Is this CTE, the home protection plan?
No, ma'am.
Oh. Yeah, CTE, home protection plan. This is the number that I use. I can see it here on my phone.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. The numbers may have gotten crossed, but you may have dialed the wrong number in error. This is nothing about a protection plan.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.